world's greatest jazz, blues and soul from the world's greatest artists.
You're listening to Jazz FM.
Incredible piece of music that we've enjoyed playing a lot here on Jazz FM. That is the force of nature, the phenom that is Corey Henry, who's a member of Snarky Puppy, as you will probably know, but from his recent First Steps album, Afro Brooklyn. And welcome, Corey. Welcome to Jazz FM, sir.
Glad to be here. How's it going?
Not as glad as we are to have you here. Trust me. We've loved the music of Snarky Puppy so much, of course, and played this. Afro Brooklyn, it sort of celebrates two sides of your love of music, doesn't it? I mean, representing New York City and also that funk thing that you love so much as well. Were you a big fan of kind of like Afro funk of Fela Kuti? And listen to that kind of stuff. Is that what inspired this tune?
Absolutely. For Afro Brooklyn, I was. I'm a big fan of Fela. I'm a big fan of James Brown, and I'm a big fan of funk altogether. So, you know, I try to keep. You know, I try to keep to my sound and the things that I like. And Afro Brooklyn was one of my songs that I just wanted to like. You know, I wanted to dance and I wanted to feel that rhythm. But being from Brooklyn, where things are way more aggressive than I think any other place in the world, I wanted to see if I can marry my Brooklyn aggression to my African roots and see if we can pull together a song. And we did it. And I released that record, First Steps, about 3 years ago now, 3 or 4 years ago. And I'm still happy about the process, so yeah, man.
I mean, this is a whirlwind of a tune with Phil Lasseter, the trumpet player, doing the horns, and it's the incredible horn arrangements on it that really sort of stand out as well. He's a member of Prince's horn section, right?
Yes.
People will know him if they've seen Prince, he's part of the NPG horn section.
Yeah.
A couple of thoughts on Prince from you, because obviously we lost him recently.
Yeah. Well, you know, Prince being one of my biggest influences on my sound in terms of being, you know, a funk soul musician. It's kind of crazy, that we lost him in this kind of time, especially for me, because I was preparing to meet him. And I met him one time at North Sea Jazz, in which he was so nice, and I got to shake his hand and have a very small conversation with him. But listening to his music my entire life, I've learned so much about him, so much about his life, and especially more about his life since he's passed. And it seems like everything that he stood for in terms of wanting to be not just an amazing musician, but to release amazing records and to reach people through his music without having middlemen on whatever level. Yeah. You know, that kind of speaks so much to not just me, but artists everywhere, because he goes on record saying, the albums still matter. And he's been, playing all his own instruments and, writing his own songs and doing it so long and putting out records that the world loves. And it's amazing how much radio has changed since he's passed, because we've been playing all of his music, which is another big thing for me. So Prince, rest in peace, it's just...
Is there anything greater than the full force of the funk of Prince, though? Not really.
Not really too many things greater than the purple one, I tell you. Just, he did it...
Did it his own way.
He did it his own way.
Sexual energy and stuff.
Yeah, and he changed the game. He changed the game so much, And he made a way for, a lot of people who wanted to be creative and daring and against the grain. He made it cool. And he was, the first one, or one of the first ones doing it, so...
How sad that you didn't actually get to properly officially meet him. I'm sure he would have said, man, I need you in my band, because he loves these phenomenal musicians.
Well, I mean, quiet as kept, I don't get to tell the story, but, my drummer, Tayron Lockett in the Funk Apostles, he was Prince's last drummer as well. And apparently, I think Prince might have saw my band or saw us doing something, because we have a cover of his that we've been playing for about 2 years now, a year and a half, 1999, in which I arranged into a trap version, and just recently I heard he had a lot of, bands at Paisley Park, and his manager reached out for my band, the Funk Apostles. So I was this close, and we locked down a date, and then he passed away, and then it was just bam, it's bad, but it's to watch the movies and to listen to his music and to just be so close and be around the people who was around him, I feel like I've met him myself. So
well, the last time you were here was with the Funk Apostles, I think, recently, and by all accounts, absolutely smashed it at the Jazz Cafe.
We called it the Funk Cafe.
Funk Cafe, yeah. But tonight, it's all about the gospel truth at the Union Chapel, this new album of yours called The Revival. I mean, you have gospel roots running deep, way back to your early formative years. The Hammond organ takes center stage. This is an amazing piece of musical instrumentation that can just take music anywhere, and you literally do. Mm-hmm. Your association with the Hammond goes way back to being a baby, a toddler, right? And being in a church.
Yeah, I was, I've been playing the organ since I was a very young boy, about 2 years old. My mother played several instruments in that. She was getting ready for choir rehearsal back in the Pentecostal Kojic church that I grew up in, named Unity Temple, Brooklyn, New York. In Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, New York. She was getting ready for a choir rehearsal, and apparently I was able to play some notes that she played behind her. I don't know if it was by accident or whatever, but up until that point, for the first 2 years of my life, I was probably driving all of my family members crazy by just beating on pots and pans and just trying to find my musical, find my love for the music that I had inside of me since an early age. So, yeah, this record is about all of those experiences.
There are some phenomenal videos online of you just kind of rocking up at church gatherings and jumping on the organ and literally, you know, evoking the spirit of of the Holy Ghost, man, through that instrument. You love to do this. You don't even take your backpack off and you're in.
I don't know why I don't take my backpack off. It wasn't a big deal until people started telling me I didn't have a backpack on. And, a lot of those times I just kind of run up because I was either, you know, just coming to play and, I just get to play. I don't know, man.
What is the gospel truth, Corey Henry? Tell me, sir.
The gospel truth. That's a big question. The gospel truth to me, I guess, is just a matter of feeling and knowing, feeling the positive energy, feeling the amazing. Like life, you know, their life is amazing for me in so many different ways, and now I get to tell people about that life and through my music. And if it comes off as the gospel truth, then it's just a matter of just about being happy. You know, the gospel truth to me is just about being happy, being free, being positive. You know, not letting life get me down. Don't let music get me down, the financials or bills or anything weighing me down. So, I preach to people to live in love, live in peace, and grow in freedom, you know, every
life
day.
Affirming music.
Yeah, totally.
The soul album, music. It's a live album called The Revival, and tonight at the Union Chapel, a very appropriate place. There's a big church organ there. You're gonna jump on there. The last person I saw play that was one Bill Lawrence.
Bill Lawrence played it. I heard Bill Lawrence killed it.
You gotta
man.
Up the stakes.
I gotta try. We gotta make sure Bill is. I gotta tell Bill about it. Maybe he'd give me a lesson on it or something like that.
If you can't get a ticket for tonight, I think it's all sold out. Colston Hall in Bristol tomorrow, and then onwards into the Netherlands, Germany, France, Poland. Great to have you here, Corey Henry of Snarky Puppy. And check this out. This is Na 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 from the album The Revival. Great to have you here, sir. And,
glad to be here.
Maybe we'll chat for longer next time. But
yes, sir.
You can sing this song when you're in your kitchen. You just want to feel better about life. Let's do this. Na 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 na. na 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 na. Yeah. I'm telling you, y'all sing that one on Wednesday at 12 noon. You're having issues on your job with a boss, you just go.
Can't stop this man talking. You wanted to say a quick shout out to the main man as well, didn't you, Corey?
Big shout out to Elder Chadwick, Mike Chadwick, my guy from Jazz FM, now with Snarky, doing his thing. Good to see you. Hope to see you tonight, man.
Indeed, you shall. Well, if you hold tight after the news, Nigel Williams is coming up 3 o'clock, but in just a few moments' time with the collection, 40 minutes of great jazz, blues and soul back-to-back at the home of the world's greatest jazz, blues and soul, Jazz FM. It's Mark Walker right here.
Introducing Tio Pepe and Tapas. Discover...